This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The Biden administration is blaming China for a hack of Microsoft Exchange email server software earlier this year. The hack compromised tens of thousands of computers around the world. The administration and allied nations on Monday also disclosed a broad range of other cyber threats from Beijing, including ransomware attacks from government-affiliated hackers that have targeted companies with demands for millions of dollars. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson previously said attribution of cyber attacks should be based on evidence and not groundless accusations. Britain will threaten this week to deviate from the Brexit deal unless the European Union shows more flexibility over Northern Ireland. That's according to exclusive reporting by Reuters, citing one UK and three EU sources. It's a move that could cause problems for the five-year Brexit divorce. Deviating from the deal's so-called Northern Ireland Protocol is a risky step. Its aim was to prevent Brexit from disrupting the delicate peace brought to Northern Ireland by the U.S.-brokered 1998 peace deal that ended three decades of sectarian conflict. The United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee says an alternate on the United States women's gymnastics team has tested positive for COVID-19. The positive test was the latest in a growing line of daily reports of athletes and others testing positive at the pandemic-delayed Olympics. The unnamed gymnast is the first American. The Czech Republic team says a beach volleyball player was taken to isolation at a hotel after testing positive for COVID-19. And two players from the South African men's soccer team were reported positive on Sunday. The team has its first game Thursday against Japan. This is VOA News. Taking a look at the U.S. stock market, Wall Street's main indexes fell more than 1% on Monday. Economically sensitive and travel stocks led declines as a spike in global COVID-19 cases raised fresh concerns about slowing economic growth. New infections surged in parts of Asia and England, while U.S. COVID-19 cases soared 70% last week, fueled by the Delta variant. All 11 S&P sectors fell in early trading. Former South African President Jacob Zuma appeared by video link in court on Monday to seek a further delay in his corruption trial. The former president's jailing earlier this month triggered some of the worst unrest of the post-apartheid era. While the government has largely restored order in the streets, there were fears Zuma's latest court appearance could again trigger violent protests from his support base. But they did not immediately materialize. Efforts to prosecute the ex-president for allegedly receiving kickbacks over a $2 billion weapons deal in the late 1990s have been seen as a test of South Africa's ability to hold powerful politicians to account. The Vatican has stressed Pope Francis is recovering well from his recent colon surgery and a 10-day post-operative stay in hospital. Later this year, he has trips to Hungary and Slovakia planned. Vatican officials also confirmed last week that the Pope will attend in November the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. Nonetheless, some Vatican observers say the 84-year-old surgery earlier this month may later be seen as a turning point in his papacy. It could likely add greater urgency to his reform plans, including efforts to overhaul the notoriously change-resistant Curia, which is the administrative institutions of the Holy See. Already in Rome, there is speculation about who might succeed Francis. More than 30 people are dead after a speeding bus carrying mostly laborers traveling home for a major Muslim holiday rammed into a container truck in central Pakistan. The crash happened Monday on a busy highway in central Pakistan and injured 40 people, according to police and rescue officials. A senior police officer said the bus had left the city of Salkat. Its destination was the city of Dera Ghazi Khan in eastern Punjab province. The exact cause of the accident is still under investigation, according to that senior officer. Erratic winds and dry forests in the U.S. state of Oregon added to the danger as firefighters fought the largest wildfire in the country. More on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.